There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. Yes. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Sometimes we just have to whisper that name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to yell it. You don't have to scream it. Just whisper the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's power in that name. Hallelujah. There's power to break every chain. 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 He's going to break some chains this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
That's what Abraham said. Would you do it for 10?
Praise God. Hallelujah. There's power in his name.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. He is so wonderful, so wonderful, so wonderful to us. Not me only, but to us. He is a wonderful God. Even in times like this, boy, this is a great time to be living in. I know that sounds crazy to a lot of people. This is a great time for the people of God to be living in today. You know, we say we want to see signs, wonders, and miracles. We got to have some opposition that will bring forth the signs, wonders, and miracles. You ain't going to have no coming out if you ain't going through nothing. There ain't going to be no testimonies of no great testimonies if you ain't got no great tests. So I count it a privilege, as always, to be in the presence of God and not just here in this building. Everywhere we go, we're in God's presence. You know, I just want to thank the Lord for being here this morning. Thank God for the saints that came out, and this morning we were praying, and just that just came to my mind. You know, the prayer of Abraham interceding for Lot. You know, started from 50 on down to 10. I said, Lord, would you do it for 10? Yeah. Not just in this building, but in the body somewhere. 10 faithful, 10 righteous, Lord, let them show up and break this chain. God is going, he's going to show us something, you know. If we got eyes to see and ears to hear, God going to show up and he's going to show out in this day. God ain't setting us up. He's setting himself up. He's setting himself up. He is. Because God is going to be exalted in this nation. Not only in this nation, he's going to be exalted in this land. I'm talking about the world. And so we can't be deceived. And let the enemy deceive us and believe that ain't nothing going to work. God ain't going to show up. God going to show up. He's going to show up. God is going to show up. So I just want to thank God again for being here this morning. Thank him for keeping me. Thank God for keeping us, you know, as we go. Because I know ain't nobody staying home 24/7. So you just may as well thank God for keeping you. Because when the victuals and all the necessities and essentials run out, you're going to find some faith to go somewhere and rub shoulders with somebody in some store. Somebody going to be breathing on you. And you're going to be there to get your things. So I'm here to get my thing today. I'm here to get mine. You know, I'm here to get my thing from God. And not saying that, you know, you don't have faith. But according to your faith, be it unto you. You know, if we keep living, if we're not dead in Christ, we're going to see some things. You know, this is just the beginning, Jesus said, of woes. It's just getting started. He said, man, it's just getting cooked. You know, I just turned on the fire. Ain't nothing bubbling yet. You know, it's going to get hot, saints. But you know what I like to leave the next generation? We talk about the generation, the generation, the generation. We got to leave them some kind of hope. Somebody got to have somebody to look at. And I ain't talking about lifting up flesh. But Barak, he had Deborah as a judge to follow. He told Deborah, I'll go. But if you don't go, Deborah, I'm not going. You know, somebody got to be a leader. They're looking for somebody to lead. And if our generation see us tucked away with our tails tucked behind our legs, between our legs, what are they going to do when we're gone? What are they, not to say that we're trying to be super saints. We're not trying to be super saints. We're just serving a supernatural God. That's all. We're serving a super God that made promises that he don't break. And we just got to keep those promises and believe him and take him at his word. And right now it's just a trying time for everybody. It's a trying time. You know, I'm practicing. I know you practicing what they say do out there. I got my hand sanitizer in my truck and my car and at the door. My wife and children, when I come home, they say, turn around. You know, they quarantine me. They make sure they turn around. And I said, well, hey, because I done been some everywhere, y'all. I done been some everywhere. I've been all over, you know. And I'm bragging on God, how God is keeping me, what God is doing for us. We're going to be all over. Somebody might have to summons us to come and pray and lay hands on somebody. That's the only way they're going to get up out of them sick beds, saints of God. We can send a word, but we're going to have to lay some hands on somebody. Somebody got to get up out of there. Somebody got to look. David said, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. Somebody got to declare this work. Somebody got to declare his glory. And we're going to declare his glory. Praise God. So I'm not going to be here long, but I'm just excited to be here. You know, I'm excited to be living in this day. And let me let you know that I am walking real softly. You know, my ears are, I mean, they're like radars now. Lord, what are you saying today? Because today, every day may not be the same day. You know, do you want me to go? You know, should I go? Somebody said, well, you need to come down here. I said, well, I don't think I need to go down there. You know, I went here, but I don't think I need to keep going. I need to get somewhere and be still and see God's salvation. You know, I ain't going to be all over the place. Now, I go where I have to go. I go where God want me to go. But I am not going to live in fear. I am not going to be afraid of this devil. I refuse to change my way of living for God. Who the Son make free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And not just in these four walls. There is liberty. Jesus is everywhere with us. There's no place that you can go where he won't be. I don't care where you at. You ain't by yourself. You covered. He give us angels charge over us. He give us angels there encamped around about us. If angels of the Most High are surrounded by you, who or what can penetrate that fence? Huh? If God got his angels surrounding you, I believe my angels are with me 24/7. I don't think they at a coffee break. I don't think they taking lunch. I don't think they'll ever leave me, because he said he would never leave me nor forsake me. So if these angels are encamped around about us, what can penetrate it? COVID can't. The bird flu can't. The swine flu didn't. God is on your side. Just believe God. But we do have to obey the law of the land. If it's only 10, we just got to have 10 here. We're going to lock the door, Derek, after 10 people. Put a sign up and say, look, We're at our capacity according to the law. We're going to do what the law say do. But we also going to do what God say do. We're going to do it. So I just thank the Lord for being here this morning. I thank God for what he's doing. You know, I believe that God is raising people up. I believe God is healing people from this COVID virus. But all you're going to get on the news is bad news. I'm sorry. You know, when you can tune in over the radio or however you get the word, that's the good news. That's the only way you're going to get some good news. It's in the church. You know, the stores are crowded. The hospitals are overflowing. But they want to empty out the church. Man, now, more than ever, is the time that we need the church. The church got to stand up. The church need to be an example. The church got to stand up. The church ain't supposed to be empty. It ain't supposed to be empty. I hope that when this stuff is passed by, that every church in the nation will fill up. I like to see that. I like to see that. You know, we're praying. I know everybody's out there praying. I hope everybody is praying, you know. But the church shouldn't be empty. I'm sorry. It just should not be empty. Should have some people there crying out to God. You know, when they make this law, only 10. But just yesterday, saints of God, I was in Lowe's. Yesterday, day before yesterday, I went to what's that other big supermarket store? Sam's. And folk running in and out of like ain't no big deal. Sometimes, man, you got to look at the world. You got to look at the world sometimes and find out what type of faith you're supposed to have. Because a lot of folk ain't thinking about this stuff. They ain't. Which I ain't saying they should. No, this is real. This thing is real. Saints, people of God, this is real. But I want you to know we have somebody more realer than this COVID virus. Jesus is real too. He just as real as what's going on. Jesus is real and he's real. I know he's real. If he wasn't real, then all of us right now would be infected. Right now, all of us will have something. Sure, we'll be locked up, quarantined, not enough them gas masks or ventilators, what they call them things to put on. Jesus is real, saints. Jesus ain't dead. He's alive and well. He's sitting on the right hand of the throne of the Father. He's real, I tell you. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Get your Bibles. We're going to go to 1 Kings chapter 22. We're going to be talking about these two kings. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. God is able and he won't fail. You know, he won't fail at all. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank and praise you, Father God, for keeping us, God, each and every day, God. Lord, in times such as this, Lord God, you're going to find somebody, God. You're going to raise somebody up, God, in this day and this hour, Lord God, that's going to stand, God, and declare your works, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord, for just being here this morning, God. And we pray, Father God, that all those that are here, God, and those that are listening, God. God, we pray, Father God, that they be encouraged, oh God. Lord, that they won't be deceived, God. Lord, that the devil won't trick them and deceive them out of God, their blessings, deceive them out of God, or believe in you. We just bless your name, God. Lord, we have to trust you. Help us, God, to trust you. And know that you are real. Know that you are there. You're not just something or somebody that we talk about. You're real, God. You are real, God. And help us to understand and know that we can look to you. In these days, oh God, those that are sick, oh God, with this virus. God, we still believe that you're able to raise them up, God. God, we believe, God, that you're able, God, to heal and touch their bodies, God. Lord, we believe in this time, God, those, Father God, that have been tested, oh God, that will come back negative, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Many, God, are shaking and shimmering, God, in fear, Lord, wondering what the results gonna be. But we speak and we declare the word of God upon you right now, it shall be well with you. You will be well. You are healed. Don't worry about your test. Don't worry about your test. God has got you. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you would just grab hold of you and don't let go. This word, God, is true. And all things are failing right now, God, but your word is still standing, Lord. We thank and praise you on this morning. Hallelujah. I want to start at the very first verse. We're talking about this king, Ahab. Supposed to have been the Bible says he's the most wickedest king that was ever in time. And so right after these guys, this king had fought off the Syrians, they had war, and God gave him the victory with the Syrians. It reads, and they continued 3 years without war between the Syrians and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, know ye that Ramoth Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria. And he said unto Jehoshaphat, wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses. Here it is, this king, after 3 years, God gave him the war, gave him victory over this king of Assyria. He's stirring up his servants, saying, don't y'all know that Ramoth Gilead is ours and we be still, we're not doing nothing about this? You know, God gave us that land too. God gave us this, that, and the other, saints, and we're standing still and we're not doing nothing about it. Well, let me tell you that, you know, sometimes you have to be still until you hear from God. And so he got all his servants and even this king, other king, Jehoshaphat, he got him all amped up and stirred up. He said, let's go. All things belong to us. Now, we know that all things do belong to us. Paul said, let no man therefore glory in men. And see, that's what this king Ahab was doing. He was getting the glory out of himself and what he thought he had done. Forgot about God giving him the victory prior to this one. This here war he wants to go and fight. He said, Paul said, therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. But we know that all things are ours, but there's a time and a season for all things. There you go. You just can't go and not inquire of God and do what you want to do and not seek God. Come on. That's how a lot of people get in trouble. And he said to the Jehoshaphat, you going to go with us? Yeah, I'm going to go. Whatever I got belong to you. My horses are your horses. My men are your men. He got him all stirred up. They going to fight a battle that they cannot win without seeking the Lord. Come on. And so he said, everything I got, King Ahab, is yours. I'm in cahoots with you. I'm going to ride with you. You know how we do, Brother Derek. You know, we with our boys. Everything feel good. And we got the numbers on our side, you know. So now we got carrots. Our heart is big. Our chest sticking out. You know, some of us were nothing but 85 pounds soaking wet. You know, here we got some nerve now. Come on. Let's go, King. We going to, yeah, it belonged to us. But this is one King Jehoshaphat had some sense. He knew about God. You know, he said, I go, everything I got belong to you, but, O king, but, he said to the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord. Now, Jehoshaphat knew that he got, look, we're going to go and do this, king. But let's go and seek God first. Today, let's go and seek him. Okay, here we go. So he said, let's inquire the Lord. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men. And he said to them, shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into thy hands, O king. He said, Jehoshaphat said, wait a minute. I say, let's inquire of the Lord.
There you go.
And Joe, King Ahab, he goes and talked to 400 prophets, about 400 men, and said, shall I go up? It don't read nowhere where they sought God. So I like to think that these 400 prophets was the same 400 and some prophet that sat at the table of Jezebel and him and ate dinner with them. These are some of the people that King Ahab chose. You know how you do? You pick some people who you think, well, not who you think, who you know that's going to side with you. They ain't going to have no opposition. That's my boy there, Brother Hearn. Yeah, I know he. I ain't got to worry about him. I know I ain't got to worry about Derek. You start picking these folk. And he goes and let me go and ask them. Yeah, King, go on up there. Go ahead. He said, wait a minute now. Jehoshaphat said, wait. He said, then Jehoshaphat said, is there not a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him? Read that again. He said, Jehoshaphat said, is there not a prophet of the Lord besides? There's a commoner. It's almost like he wanted to say, besides, you can fill in that blank. When I read it at first, I said, besides these jokers, these 400 jokers, you know, you fill in the blank on your own. He said, but wait a minute. Besides these, that we might inquire of him. You know, Jehoshaphat, wait a minute. Now, we got to inquire of the Lord. You know, we got to acknowledge him in all our ways, Ahab. Derek, we got to, let's go see God about this. He may not want us to go up there. Right. You know, he may want us to just, you know, stay here tomorrow and go on the third day. You know, maybe he just want to do it by himself. You know, we got to see what God got to say. We got to see about what God got to say, what's going on today, saints of God. We got to seek his face. You know, we just can't go because we feel good or because everybody else is saying, go. Okay, well, that's what everybody else is saying. But God, what do you say? What are you saying today, Lord? I know the bishop is saying this and the deacons are saying that and the congregation is saying this, but what did you say? You know, I'm going to be still until I hear from you, Lord. You know, I know what you sound like. I know your voice. Jesus said, look, my sheep know my voice. And when I talk to them, they're going to hear. And so when people call and you ask, you know, man, you got to seek God. You have to seek God. I can, you know, it's not by my faith. What God telling you to do? You know, it's not by their faith. What God is telling you to do. God is requiring you to do something. You know, he may want this brother to go. He may tell him to go. Yeah, go. But somebody else said, no, don't go. Well, I don't think you should go because, you know, God didn't tell me, but God told you to go. So what we going to do? We got a dilemma here, right? You know, God said go, but the pastor said, the prophet said, look, I heard from God too. I heard from God too. He said, you can come on, go with me. I heard from him. I'm a prophet of God. I seek God. He said, come on and go. And God told that man of God, don't you go. Don't even turn back. Well, let me inquire the Lord again, Pastor. Let me ask God one more time. God said, okay, you go ahead and go then. You done got yourself in trouble. Huh? You done got yourself in trouble. So Jehoshaphat said, is there not a prophet of the Lord of the Lord. We're looking for a prophet of the Lord. You know, we're looking for what God is saying. We're seeking God, not looking for no man to tell us nothing. You know, when I was working in the prison, in the jail, I was going through something so horrific in my life. I mean, it was horrific. I mean, I could barely make it to work, and I was working at midnight. The worst time to be going through something where you got to stay up and just think about it. At least when you're going through at midnight, you can kind of sleep it off, like, you know, people, you know, they get drunk or high, one of them, they try to sleep it off, or they try to sleep their worries away. When you wake up, you see God. At least they get a little rest. I was there all that night just tormented. Lord, what am I going to do? My wife didn't know. My pastor didn't know. I was taught, well, you got to seek God. Be still. I said, well, Lord, I'm going to seek you. And I had been seeking the Lord for a long time. Well, maybe somebody will stand up and testify about what I need to do. Or maybe one day pastor may get up there and preach it. Maybe she might invite somebody in, an evangelist. Maybe they might tell me. Maybe somebody, but you know one thing I didn't do? I didn't run to flesh. I did not run to man. Because I'm going to tell you, when you start running to folk, you're going to get a whole lot of different ideas. Then you're going to be more confused than where you was before. And so I just stayed before God. And then one night, that one late in the midnight hour, I was releasing this prisoner. And this woman came to get this prisoner. I released it. And soon as I opened up that door and gave this person the paperwork, this woman grabbed my hand, grabbed my wrist, and just started prophesying every single thing that I was going through, and left me with a blessing. See, when you seek God and wait for God, I know sometimes things are a long, long, long time. And sometimes you think you're just in it all by yourself. But when you wait for God, God going to give, he going to send a prophet to you. He going to send somebody to tell you what you need to hear. You ain't got to be seeking. In fact, you ain't supposed to be seeking no flesh. You're supposed to seek God. Moses said, listen here. God is going to take from one of y'all, one of your brothers. He's going to raise you up a prophet like unto me. Like unto me. But he's going to be better than me. Him shall you hear. You got to listen to who God sent. You got to listen to Jesus. You got to listen to God, whatever God says. Huh? Because that same man, that same prophet that spoke to me, she got to wait for God too. He's got to wait for God too. We got to wait for God. We got to seek the Lord. He is the real prophet. Because I believe God has got to be set up this way, saints. Because when you start seeking people and they start giving you what God give them to tell you, then you keep running to them. You keep running to them. You might hurt them. What I mean by, you might cause them, you might cause God to wipe them out the way so God can say, wait a minute, it's me. It wasn't none of him. It's me. It ain't them now. That's who it is. So man, to get a big head. That's what's happening today with some of us. Our heads ain't got big because everybody running to them. I'm going to see what they got to say. And know that they ain't right either. But I'm still going to run to them. Everybody running to them. I got to see what they got to say. They going to tell me something. Everybody knocking on the door. Not some of them are so big to where you can't even get to them. Probably a good thing. You know, good that you can't get to them. Go to God. That's what we're preaching anyway. We're not trying to bring you to us. I need them too. I need them better than any of y'all probably. You know, we got to seek God, saints of God. So Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides these? Paul is telling us, look, you got to know them that labor among you. And Jehoshaphat knew that these 400 men, one bit more men of God than man on the moon. You got to know who you with. Ahab, he didn't know. He was already deceived. He had already messed up. Killed the prophets. Killed Naboth. Took his land. You know, he was already messed up. So it wouldn't be hard to deceive a person like that, because he just want to do what he want to do. Some people just want to do what they want to do. Be what they want to be. Well, just go ahead until God get a hold of you. You know, go ahead. I can't make you. Go ahead. You know, I got children. A lot of them. They so grown. Go ahead. But God told me, you just make sure you be here when they come back, because they going to need you. They going to need you. Just go ahead, you know. You get so into yourself to where can't nobody tell you nothing, you know. These are my people, you know. These who God gave me, not all those your hand-picked folk, Ahab, you know. You picked them out yourself. You chose them, you know. You called and you chose them. And you put them in order, put them where they are now. And so he says in verse 8, and the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him. Look at her. For he do not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so now. He know, wait a minute now. Ahab, you already got 400 of these different folk. What's going on here? Now you talking bad about the man of God. He said, listen here, is there a prophet? He said, yeah. He knew he had a man of God around. Yeah. I got one. You know, Micaiah. You know, but when I inquire of the Lord of him, he always telling me something different. He said, look, but I hate this dude. You know, some people see you coming. Like, here he come, here she come. You know, I don't want to hear nothing they got to say, because they're always talking about what the Bible says, you know. You know, some people say, well, you ain't always got to. I don't got nothing else to tell them but what the Bible says. You know, I ain't got nothing else, because, you know, better not be nothing else in you to tell them but what the Bible says. You know, see. And he said, look, yeah, I got a man of the Lord. You know, Micaiah, the son of Imlah. We got a man, too, of the Lord. Jesus, the Son of God. You know, that's who we got. That's who we supposed to go to. But we love him. But some people hated him when they saw Jesus, the Son of God, come around. They saw him like, oh, man, here this joker come. Get some stones. And Jesus would always slide on out some kind. Right before their eyes, he'd slide. God would take him right on. But we got somebody that people don't want to acknowledge. You know, they rather acknowledge the Pharisees and all of these people in these high places. But we're trying to get you to acknowledge God. Good. You know, Jesus, the Son of God. This man knew that Micaiah, he was the son of Imlah. You know, he said, by whom we may inquire the Lord. But I hate him because he don't prophesy no good to me. Why would I say something good about somebody as evil? How can I tell you? You say, look, God said, don't call what's good evil, even good now.
Come on.
You know, what's the deal with that? But the prophet Amos said, how you hate honest judges. You don't hate honest people. How you despise the people that tell you the truth. And Paul said, look, therefore I become your enemies. Because I tell you the truth. You know, you're the enemy of so many people because you walk around with the truth in you.
Come on.
People hate to see you come, because here come the truth. They may say, here come the truth. Tell me something else. You know, tell me something else. You can't call evil good and good evil. When this man of God, Balaam, came to Balak, he said, Balaam, these folk are just increasing, and the saints are increasing, even in today, saints of God. God is increasing today. He said, these folk are just increasing, you know, curse them for me. And Balak said, look, just what Micaiah said, look, accept whatever God put in my mouth, that's what I'm going to speak. You know, God told me, said that they blessed, Balak. How can I curse who God has blessed? How can anybody curse who God had blessed? We're blessed people. Yes, in a time like this, we're so blessed and we don't even realize we're blessed. You know, even crises like this, our people, homes are just full of food. And I believe when this thing blow over soon, people, I hope they start rationing that food out, giving the folk before it go bad and they start throwing it away. You know, we're so blessed. You know, God is with us. You know, most of us, a lot of us are still working. Even got the luxury and the liberty to work at home and still get a paycheck. You know, our government, the children of the Most High government shall be up on his shoulder. We ain't got to be waiting for them stimulus checks to come out. God going to make a way. He going to make a way. Whether you working or not, don't make no difference. God, if Pastor, you say, if God got to send a bird from where, Pastor? From China. You're going to get yours. You're going to get it. God sent that raven to feed that prophet by the brook. He the same God. He'll send another raven or eagle or whatever. Because I hear eagles don't eat, don't fool around with no dead stuff. But God, he'll pick up a grocery bag. Eagles are big. Boy, look, he'll fly through one of the parking lots, pick that grocery bag up, and before you know it, here come a speedy delivery. Boom. Drop it right on you. I believe God can do anything. He said, I'm the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Ain't nothing too hard for God. Not one thing. We make it hard for him because we don't believe him. Jesus walked through a whole city. Walked through a whole city. The Messiah. The Son of the living God. Walked through a whole city and couldn't heal not one. It ain't because he couldn't do it. He said because they didn't have no faith. We got to have faith. Faith, we preach it, we teach it. Now it's time to live this faith. Don't be deceived. Don't let the enemy tell you that God can't, he ain't, he won't. God will. And God, I believe God is. He is. See, yeah, we got one. We got a prophet, Jesus. He's the Son of the living God. And we love our Savior. We love him. We don't hate him. Jehoshaphat, don't let not the king say so, because he know that king, you're not supposed to be speaking evil against God's people, man. Calm down. You know, don't do my prophets no harm. Don't be speaking evil of them. And then the king of Israel called an officer and said, hasten hither, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, and the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on the robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Shemaiah, made him horns of iron and said, thus said the Lord, with these shall thou push the Syrians, until thou hast consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand. He said, listen here, this Zedekiah, he made some horns of iron, and they getting a little bit bold and beside themselves and say, with these here, king, you know, this is what you're going to do. You're going to push back this king of Assyria with these horns. Just like these horns, you take these horns, this is going to be your strength. You're going to do this, king. And all them prophets said, go up, king. You're going to go up, king. You're going to do this, you know, tricking this poor man, you know, and we know that we got a king who horn is our salvation. Yeah. Jesus, our king, is going to push back all of this stuff. He told me if we pray, he will cause this virus to stay. If we pray, and the saints are praying, he's going to cause this virus to stay. That's our horn. He's the horn of our salvation. We can depend on Jesus. We can depend on our God, saints of God. God ain't going to let us down. He ain't gonna let us down. Put a smile on your face. Huh? Put a smile. It's gonna be well. He already told us a long time ago. Say to the righteous, righteous, I say to you again, it shall be well with you. Not only with you, it shall be well with your house. Not only your, it shall be well with your brothers and your sisters. It shall be well. You just got to believe it. Come on, we got that blood. We got the blood over the doorpost. We done took a lamb for our house. Did you take a lamb out there for your house? Somebody didn't take a lamb for their house. It still ain't too late. You can take a lamb for your house. Huh? Put that blood over your doorpost. And when this thing come by, it's going to pass over you. It's going to pass over. It may come back again and again, but it's just going to keep on passing over you. Huh? You're going to be hidden right in this plain sight. Sting ain't going to touch you. Just got to believe it. Just got to believe it. And the messenger, verse 13, that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, behold, now the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Oh, Lord, that sounds good, don't it? One accord. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of them that speak that which is good. In other words, this officer telling Micaiah, look, man, them 400 some prophets already prophesied a good word. When you get there, you better say the same thing. You got that? you better not say nothing different. You better prophesy good too to the king. You got that? Huh? We're going to get this straight now. You ain't going to embarrass the king. You got to prophesy good. Because every time we bring your butt up there, you always got something bad to say. You better not say nothing bad today now. And plus he got company. Jehoshaphat is there. You better say something good. We got something for you, buddy, if you don't say nothing good. Shoot. Paul told Timothy, he said the time is going to come. And that time is now. It's now. It is. That they will not endure sound doctrine, but of their own lust heap unto themselves teachers. People are heaping unto themselves because of their own lust. You know, I don't want nobody telling me nothing, you know, not nothing, not the truth, you know, they going to heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. You know, Isaiah said that these are rebellious people, deceitful children unwilling to obey the Lord's instruction. God give us instruction is written down for us. Just this is a manual. You know, we go to everything else. Everybody else besides the living word, the manual, and try to get the information that we need to survive or go through or to stand. You know, he said, these are deceitful children, children that are unwilling to obey the instruction. You know, these are people that ain't in doing sound doctrine today. That's why you see so many of them are falling away. You know, now the new thing is out there, saints, that, you know, you ain't got to go to church no more. Now I ran into some folk that used to be on me when I was young. You got to be in church now. Come on, we going to Sister David's. You got to come on and go to church now. You better come on and go to church. You got to be in church. You got to be in church. And that same voice. Oh, I ain't got to go to church. Church is in me. You know? My Bible reads, forsake not the assembly of yourself. You know? Huh? That what my Bible say, forsake not the assembly of yourself. And so much more. So much more as you see the day. Man, look at this day. How you going to not forsake the symbol? Some form or fashion. The government won't let us have a 10. But 10 should be in the church. And the rest should be maybe sitting in the parking lot in their cars listening. Y'all got the technology out there. At least show God some faith. I'm driving. I'm going to drive the church. We got enough slots out here where every car can just pull in a slot and just put that phone on and listen to the word of God. Huh? Show God that you for real. We want God to be for real, but show God that you for real too. Drive on up here. We used to go to the drive-in, park up there and put that speaker in the car. Huh? Come on to the drive-in. Drive on in and listen to the word of God. Watch and see don't God move. We want God to move, but man, we ain't moving. We ain't moving. I know the Bible says stand still and see the salvation of, but this ain't, I don't think this is the time to stand still. We're fighting something that we can't see. Matter of fact, y'all fighting it. God fighting my battles for me. I'm just going to get the victory. Thanks be unto God, which give us the victory through Christ Jesus. You know, Jesus fighting my battles. Jesus fighting your battles. You ain't even got to fight. You can win a trophy. You can win a reward. Ain't got to do nothing. Come on, man. Y'all better come on here. He said, look, Isaiah said, these are rebellious people. They're deceitful children unwilling to obey God. Some of them are saying, they say to the seers, to the prophet, no more visions, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us the truth. Tell me a lie. Speak unto us pleasant words. That's what a lot of folk look. They want the good stuff. You know, they heaping teachers, having itch ears, heaping them teachers of their own self because their ears so itchy. They want to hear this good stuff. You know, what did the pastor preach today? Oh, she told us we got to get right. Oh, nobody want to hear that. We know we got to get right. Well, get right. You know, did she prophesy to say, did anybody going to get some money? Anybody going to get a house? Huh? We don't want this tough stuff. You know, we don't want it. We want that kind of, how you say it? We don't want love. We want, you say love. We want love. God want to give you some love. All of it. He don't want to take the V and the E out. He want to give it all to you. And these folk are talking about prophesy unto us illusions. In other words, they're saying, prophesy to me. Just tell me something. Just tell me anything. I'll be fine. Just prophesy to me. I'll be cool with that. Yeah, they said this, then I'm good. Folk ain't thinking about the truth. The truth gonna make you free. I don't care who you are. You live on the truth, you're gonna be free. You're gonna be free and free, most free indeed. Verse 14, Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord said to me, that will I speak. We better find out what God is saying. And we better speak what God is saying. If somebody reached him out, Lord help us. We was praying for our president this morning. Lord help him. But if God called one of us up there, Brother Hearns, we better tell him the truth. You know, tell him the truth. I don't care how silly I might look on national TV. I'm going to tell him the truth. The Bible says, President Trump, if my people, which are called by my name, where y'all at? If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways. That's what's going on out here. There's so much wickedness out here. Turn from your wicked way. He said, I will forgive your sins. I'm going to forgive all of y'all sins and heal this land. This land need to be healed. I ain't talking about America only. This world. This enemy has touched every nation. And that's what it's all about. It's Sin City. We better be finding, doing what God tells us to do. We got to do it. We can't be afraid of him. We got to speak up. We got to speak up when you're going into the stores, when you're going into these places. You know, my little cousin called me to, getting out of my truck at work, and he said, Al, turn around and say, hey, went over there and talked to him. And you know, everybody worried. Everybody got that look on their face. You can look at them and tell. Everybody like this. Yeah. Head down low. Do your ears hang low? Do they wallow to the ground? You know, everybody got that look, and you can just about tell. I'm like, hey, what's going on, man? It's blah, blah, blah. I said, how's the family? We good. We good. And so I, you know, talking to him and, you know, admonishing him, trying to encourage him. I said, listen here, man. I said, we ain't got to worry about all this here. I said, we got to find the secret place, not a secret place. Because ain't but one the secret place. Ain't but one secret place, and that's in Christ. I said, man, you read Psalms 91. And not only read it, I've been telling, read it, but also apply it. That means believe what it say. Believe what it say. You know, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of God. I'm not ashamed of this gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation, only to those that believe. You got to believe it. It'll work for you. The word will work, we say. But you know what? You got to get the word and work it. You know? You get your shovel. Shovel ain't going to do nothing unless you start working. You get your drill. Drill ain't going to do, ain't going to drill now hole. Unless you pull that trigger. You got to work this word. You got to walk in this word. You got to live it day by day. Every day. And sometimes when you get weary and you don't get, you know, you ain't where you're supposed to be, you got to come on up a little bit more. Say, Lord, I'm lacking. I'm lacking. I got to catch up. You know, you got to catch up. You got to redeem this time that you done lost. You've been lacking. You can redeem it because the day is getting evil and evil and evil. You have to. So I said, listen here, man. You read that Psalms 91 and believe it. And so as I was departing him, I was on across the parking lot. And he said, hey, Al. I said, what? He said, man, you wouldn't believe this. I said, what? He said, soon as I turned on my phone, guess what came up? I said, Psalm 91. He said, yeah, Psalm 91. I said, ain't God good? Read it and apply it. Put it in you. Let it get in you. God want to pour himself into you. Take off that top and let him come on in. That's what God. And then, so he came to the king, Micaiah. The king said to Micaiah, shall we go up against Ramoth Gilead to battle or shall we forbear? He talking to Micaiah, the Lord's prophet. And he answered him, go up and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into thy hand. I like to think that this Micaiah was messing with the king right now. That's what I like to think. Gone. I think he had a little sarcasm. Gone, king. Yeah. They said, go on up there. You go overtake that. Yeah. You go right ahead, king. Yeah, you going to do it. Go ahead, king. I mean, that's what we said earlier. That's what tell. You don't want to listen? Go ahead. Go ahead. Go on down and mess with them folk if you want to. Go on down there if you want to. Then the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? Well, wait a minute, man. Come here. Come on. Yeah. Well, I don't know what. I don't think he knew the truth. Because some folk don't know the truth when they trip over it. I've been telling you the truth. You've been saying I've been speaking evil to you. I've been telling you for years, you know, what to do, but you won't do it. So you just go right on ahead. You don't, you know, what you mean? How many times I got to tell you to tell me the truth in the Lord? Man, I don't speak nothing but the truth. What you talking about? I ain't been lying to you. You know, you already deceived. A lot of folk are already deceived because they want what they want. You're not giving them what they want, the truth. You know, they want to live in their sin. They want to keep on sinning and keep on sinning and want somebody to come around and tell them it's going to be all right. No, man, it's not going to be all right. You got to get that right. It's not going to be all right. You can't tell folk. We're patting them into hell. When folk are saying they're praying to these idols and the dead saints, that's not right. Put me on record. Brother Al D said it's not right. It's not right. And ain't no dead saint gonna hear you. Only the living can hear. Except the spirit speak to the dead and raise him up. He gonna speak to that spirit, but the dead ain't gonna hear you. You better pray to somebody that can hear. Jesus hears everything. Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father. All you gotta do is whisper. You just gotta call, yell, cry. You know, sometimes your heart just got to be broke where you ain't got to say nothing. He hear that too. He hears the broken heart crying. That's all you got to do. He said, what you mean, man? I've been telling you the truth. You know, your prophets and told you. Why are you asking me? There you go. You know, they already told you going up there. What you want to hear from me? So I'm going to tell you the truth. And that's what we got to do, saints. We got to tell them the truth. And so Micaiah proceeds to tell this man the truth. All right, king. So he said, verse 17, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains like sheep, which have no shepherd. And the Lord said, king, all right, these have no master. They ain't got no leadership. Let each of them return to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Joab, didn't I tell you? Man, didn't I tell you that he ain't going to tell? He speak evil, you know? I told you what he's going to prophesy. No good concerning me, but evil. Didn't I tell you? See, he was already deceived, and he didn't know the truth. We know the truth. The truth is in us. We know who we serve, Jesus said. But y'all don't even, he don't even know who we serve. You know? So the Lord said, verse 22, let's go down to verse 20. Here's where it gets a little tricky. Hope I don't mess with nobody's head out there. The Lord said, who will entice Ahab to go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said this while another said that. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I'll entice King Ahab. I'll get him. And the Lord said unto him, how? And he said, I will go out and be a deceiving spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. I'm going to deceive all of them. We know when I deceive him, he's going to believe what they say. And then he said, God said, you are to entice him and also prevail. Go and do so. Now, let me clear this up, saints. God, if you're out there listening, God did not deceive Ahab. Put me on the record, this brother Aldees again. God did not deceive this man. Well, what you mean? He sent one of his angels. Yeah, God got ministering angels, all of them. And the devil is an angel too. He's an angel too. Just like that when the sons of God came before God. Who came with them? Old Satan came with them. Every knee gonna bow. Every tongue gonna confess. Everybody got to obey what God say. The devil's gonna obey. So he said, look, I'll go and deceive him. He said, I'm gonna be a lying spirit. And we know how it is. So many people are deceived. And that's where we're getting to the crux of this thing. People are looking for what to do, but they're looking in all the wrong places. You got folk just so deceived. They deceived by this whoremonger spirit. They deceived by the spirit of greed, the spirit of lie. There's all kind of spirits out there that's deceiving folk. People are so messed up to where when the truth comes to them, they cannot recognize the truth. This man, King Ahab, just like many of us today, they cannot recognize the truth. And that's why we have to continually stay on our knees and ask God, Lord, what else shall we do? Help them. I met a brother the other day, and he said he was praying that God would get such and such and such and such. I said, boy, you was praying one of David's prayers. David, you say, Lord, get them. Turn them up for me. They bother me, this, that, and the other. But Jesus said, brother, Jesus said up on that cross while he was dying, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. We got to say, Lord, forgive them. Have mercy on them, God. You know, let it be your child. Lord, have mercy on him. He just didn't kill somebody. Have mercy on God. But somebody else, Lord, you just need to get them. You know, they know better. You need to get. No, Lord, we need your mercy. You said your mercy and do it forever. We got to have God's mercy right now. This is not the time that we want to deal with God's wrath. God, hold your wrath back. We need mercy right now. We need God's mercy. So this king was so deceived to where he would listen to these 400 prophets. And we got to understand that when man is tempted, God don't tempt man. Neither can God tempt with evil. But when we are tempted, we're drawn by our own desires. This is just something that I want to do really bad. You know, it's inside of me. I want to get it out. And so sometimes God just lets you go and get it out. You know, then your eyes are open. You know, your eyes are open. I'm going to tell you a story about what happened to me when my eyes opened up. This young guy, boy, I tell you, he was getting on my nerve in the jail. And man, he got under my skin. And I just sat down. And all the officers were saying, you did good. You did good. You did good. But they didn't know I was brewing on the inside, Pastor. I was saying to myself, because this, he made a threat to me. He said, well, when you get on the bricks, I'm going to do this, that, and the other. And I thought, man, boy, they just give me a few minutes with this joker. All kind of stuff went through my head. So, I mean, I was just brewing and brewing and brewing and brewing. This is just something that I wanted to get off my chest instead of saying, I didn't even say, God, have mercy on me. Help me, Lord. You know, let me just leave here for a minute. I didn't do that. You know, Ahab didn't do that. It was just something that you just got to do. And so I saw them take him to the shower to get dressed, and I was way across the room somewhere. God forgive me. He did. And I saw my opportunity. I walked in there and I laid him out. Bow. He slid down the wall. Then my eyes opened. I said, now what am I going to do? I said, what am I going to do? Now what? You know, did it right in front of a captain. Now what? Then I did what I was supposed to do, brother. Pastor. Then I did what I was supposed to do. Then I started seeking mercy. God have mercy. They sick the detectives on me. They sent him out to the house. You know, and they going to take you to jail. I said, no, I ain't going nowhere. Then one day, Pastor was preaching on King Jehoshaphat. And all of these armies, the Moabs and Moabites and all them folk was coming up against them. He called a fast, a three-day fast. I told my wife, I said, would you go on a three-day fast with me? She said, yeah, I'll go. And we went. They was on me like hound dog on a trail of a whatever he be chasing, hound dog. What hound dog chase? What he chase, a fox or whatever. They were on me. I mean, they were like, oh, man, this, that, and that. You gonna get this in the cap. Oh, we gonna get him. Yeah, we gonna get him. And so we fasted for 3 days, and on that third day, I was down there with my brother and my dad putting up a fence, you know, doing some side work because I was out of a job. But God was still blessing me. How about that? You know, God showed me mercy. You know, the people need mercy. Mercy, 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 mercy. And so my wife called me and said, Al, you got a letter from the jail. I said, oh, yeah, really? I said, what did it say? She said, I don't know. I said, open it. What you mean you don't know? My mail is your mail. You open it up. Yeah. Yes. And so she opened it and she said it read, this only thing I remember, y'all. She reading a bunch of stuff. She said, you can come back to work and not pressing charges. And just, man, I dropped to my knees and started crying. I said, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. I'll never do that again. God, thank you for forgiving my brother and my dad. Like, what's wrong? And I just told them, you know, what happened. They said, oh, boy, you in that temper. I said, but look how merciful God is. I said, Lord, here I am. I'm the person that take the people pictures, tell them, look at this dot, turn to the left, turn to the right. I said, Father, I don't even want to hear those words. I don't want to be in that system. I didn't have to get in that system. Mercy, God looking for, man, we need God's mercy out here. We don't want God to do nothing to nobody. God already knows everybody's heart. He knows who those that believe him. He said God knows the ones that trust him. And he knows the one that ain't trusting. But God have mercy. We need mercy right now, God. You know, we're trapped in our houses. People walking around with masks and gloves inside of their house. How much bondage can you be in? You in your house and ain't nobody in there with you. What's going on? Have mercy on us, Lord. That's just too much fear. You know, the devil just having a field day with the people. God is able and God won't fail us. And I'm not telling you to break the law. But I am telling you to put forth an effort and believe God. Yeah. Don't let the devil deceive you. Right. Don't let him deceive you. They went through greater things than what we're going through. Amen. We're not resisting unto blood. Ain't nobody telling us that we better denounce Christ. They're not doing that to us yet. So if we can't stand now, how are we going to stand when a horrible thing's come? This is a horrible thing, but we ain't seen nothing yet. Keep living. And don't be asking God to check you out because he already know your time and your date to leave here. Some of us going to have to deal with some of this stuff. But who's going to show that generation behind us that you can stand still and you can believe God? And when it's time to go get some gas, I can go get some gas. When it's time to go get some food, I can go get some food. I ain't got to stockpile all this stuff up. The stores I'm told now that they're full. Somebody told me that one of these stores got toilet paper from the front store to the back store. Just told me that yesterday. You know, God promised to supply all our needs. God promised that. We got to take God at his word. We just got to believe God. And they tell me that God gave everybody common sense. I've been dwelling with that for about 3 or 4 months. And I thank God for giving me a little revelation about it. God did give us common sense. But we ain't supposed to have nothing in common with the world. We are peculiar people. What the world is doing, we ain't supposed to be doing. Huh? It's foolish to the world for us to say we want to go to church. It's foolish to them. But it's foolish to us to say you got to stockpile all this stuff thinking that God ain't going to take care of you. If you stockpiling all this stuff up for your children, who being evil, know how to give good gifts, don't be talking about I said it. I'm just repeating what's written. You being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more the Heavenly Father will give good gifts unto you? Huh? How much more a king, the Most High, he going to leave his children and not take care of them? Huh? I know some fathers and mothers can know about that in the natural, but man, in this spiritual and natural, God going to take care of his. He's going to take care of them. You know, you ought to know if you've been taken care of. You ought to look around and recognize your blessings on how God been keeping you, how God been keeping the mortgage paid, how God been keeping the lights on and the water flowing, how God is doing this, that. You ought to recognize the blessings of God. It ain't none of you. It ain't none of me. People tell me all the time, man, how did you do it with 8 kids and your wife don't work? I say by the grace, I don't take no credit. By the grace of God. That's all I can tell them, by the grace of God. I don't know how God did some of the things he did for us, but he did it. We don't know what God is going to do in this day, but he's going to do it. Do it for us, Father. Do it for us. Do it for us. So when God, don't let no man say that when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God, because God cannot be tempted with evil. God is love. How can somebody with love, you know, tempt with evil? How can a good tree bring forth bad fruit? How can a bad tree that's rotting out bring you some fruit? It's impossible. That's impossible. How can a good God, a good father we sing, how can this good father give you something evil? That's not it. That's not in his DNA. We need to change this thing around. We need a blood transfusion, Pastor. We need a new DNA. As the brother said, a divine nature applied. We need to apply some new blood to us. Get rid of this man blood. I got to get rid of my daddy's blood, my mama's blood. I need the blood of Jesus. I need the blood of Jesus flowing through me. I need a new DNA. I need a new look, a new walk. I need a new talk. I need a new way of thinking. We need something new. That old stuff is just stagnated. You know, you're just like your daddy. Well, I want to be like Jesus. You're just like your mom. Well, I want to be like Jesus. That's why I want to be like Jesus. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Huh? God gonna take care of you. Be encouraged, saints. Stand firm on the word of God. Everything is shaking right now. The government, the armies, and ain't nobody talking about blowing nobody up no more. I ain't heard that. You know, they trying to figure out how we fight the enemy that we can't see. All of us fighting something that we can't see. You know, what do we do? Trump or Vladimir and King or what's that, the guy in North Korea, Kim? What do we do? We got to save our bullets. In case this thing show up, we can shoot at it. You ain't going to see this one. You ain't going to see this one coming, God said. You ain't going to see this one coming. I got something for you. It's time for us to get it right. From the least to the greatest. It's time for us to get it right. And don't be deceived. people of God, those that have not come into this fold, those that are standing there saying, well, how can I do it? All you got to do is ask Jesus to come into your life. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. And my question is to you out there, if you're listening, do you believe that he is the Son of God? Do you believe that on the third day he was risen again? Do you believe that he can save you and forgive you of all your sins, cleanse you from all unrighteousness? Do you believe that? If so, we can't hear you, but get in contact with the church. Let us know if you believe. Let us know if you believe. And if you do believe, if you said that, then you are saved. God accepts you right now. So you don't have to be afraid. You can read Psalms 91 with us. We read it every day. Before I step out of my house, I get that gospel and I read it. Psalms 91. And he's been doing just what he says. Every day and all day, I'm out there brushing up against people. I have to. I have to turn people water on. Turn it on because people water's off. They got to wash their hands and stay sanitized. I have to. I can't quit my job. But I know a place where when I go, that I'm always in that secret place. I'm abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. What is he, sister? He's the Almighty. I wish somebody had a deep voice in here because I like for somebody to just rock this place and say, he's the Almighty. I wish Brother Keith was here. He's the Almighty. There's nothing too hard for God. God bless you, saints. I hope that you've been blessed today. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. He's going to take care of all your needs. Everything that you need, God got it. He's got it and got much more than you can ever imagine. Once you start walking with him, God will change your life. God bless you.